news, bad news. I've been rolling with some bad dudes, bad dudes. I've been trying to get a bag too. I'm just doing what I have to, I have to. I said, mama, I got bad news, bad moods every day. Brand new tattoos on my face, sad dude. With a head full of rain, I just want to make it rain. Mama, podcast, I will be okay.
I'm your host, Dr. Flanagan, and thank you for joining me while we take a mostly serious look at the realities of addiction and rising through recovery. Okay, guys, I am sitting here with Scott from the No New Friends podcast. He has joined us again for some Just the Tips Thursday.
Just the Tip. You know, Chuck, I love that name so much. You know, in high school, I was like, come on, baby, just the tip. Don't you love me? But now it's kind of taken on this whole new thing. You know, my wife is like, you know, babe, we're married. You can put the whole thing in. Or yeah, she's like, you can put the whole thing in, not just the tip. And I was like, that was the whole thing. It was itty bitty.
I feel like anyway. I need a sound effect button for that one, right?
Some crickets.
Okay.
Listen, Chuck, thank you so much for having me on again. And like I always say when we do these lists, you know, I am not an expert on your subject matter. Much respect for you, for what you're doing and your audience, anybody who is on their recovery journey, has been through the recovery journey, family members, loved ones, much respect for everything that you're going through. I don't live in those shoes. I don't know what that's like. So I'm never going to claim to know what that's like.
That says a lot about who you are then, that at least you understand there's something that you're not understanding, you know, and that's not a bad thing.
Of course.
Right? So
of course. And
I'll jump back on you for a second there, what you're going through. No, that's
at least someone's jumping on me.
I hear the dogs. The dogs are always in, right?
You son of a bitch.
So, I'm not going through anything. I'm experiencing something. And it's
right.
I'm going to sound like I'm some sort of.
See, even words like that, I don't even know the right phrases to use.
Well, and how could you though, right?
Right.
You know, full disclosure, I forgot to hit the record button. So we were just in the middle of a conversation that I think I'm just going to kind of bring back up right now, right? When we went back and hit
the record. So if Chuck doesn't laugh at my jokes, it's because he's already heard.
It's like
them.
3 minutes, so that's, 5 minutes, that's no it. More than 10, 15 at the outside. All right. So, wasted time. But you know what? If we put more than a minute, then half an hour in of wasted time, then, you know, because of my screw up. Then,
no big deal.
You
know, no big deal.
Who doesn't have an hour to spare in a day, right? You know,
anyway. That's fine.
Anyway. So, and what we have been talking about when he made his big discovery, right? It's like, oh, I've never had an epiphany. No, that's a week, eh? Anyway.
It's a week, eh? No, but listen, you know, I'm here to, I'm here to bring some humor to your week. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a lot of serious topics, a lot of serious things going on. I'm just here to bring comedy and bring laughter. That's what my podcast is all about. So, you know, after you've listened to all of Chuck's episodes, come on over, check out No New Friends podcast. We'll make you laugh. It's the podcast for adults who like to laugh at adulting. Yes.
I absolutely love the show, guys. And, well, that's enough kissing Scott's ass. We'll come back later when he gets his credit in the,
yeah,
the episode.
Do we need a room or something? Yeah. Do we need a room? My bad.
No. So what do you got for us for tips today, Scott?
Well, I've got some holiday tips. Now, I don't know, you know, things are done a little bit differently in Canada. Do you have any holidays coming up soon? You've got like weird holidays, like, you know, Boxing Day and
you don't have Boxing
and,
Day
and Ice Hockey Awareness Day. No, we talk about it, but
there's national
Hockey Awareness Day. You've
there's
got
Duke Week.
Yeah, you've got Duke Week. You know, be mean to a friend day because you know you guys are incapable of doing that. Hold a door open for a friend day. I saw that one the other day.
That's something else. Eh? Yeah.
That could get you shot down here.
No kidding. So,
but
our holidays and are the same as you, with the exception of your birthday is 3 days after ours, but like 50 years before ours. So don't want to mess that up for the American listeners.
So, you know, we had it first. Way to,
you are older
way
than
to copy.
Us, and yes, we still kicked your ass in the War of 1812.
Older, but definitely not wiser. We are definitely, Canada lives in that upstairs apartment right over the
have
mess
you seen
lab.
Our prime minister?
So, sorry about
have
that.
Have you seen our prime minister?
When he's in blackface or not?
Right.
They've lost track of how many times the guy has done something that blatantly racist in his, like, way too short of a life to be the prime minister of anything. He got elected because
the guy's like 12
and socks, for fuck's sakes, right? Like, he's a horrible, he's a narcissist, egotistical. No, we are not wiser in Canada. We invested a guy because of weed and socks. Okay. So,
well, you have free health care and weed is legal. I think you have a couple steps up.
Here we go. So the weed is legal thing is good, except that they fucked that up too, but we don't have free health care. We have health care that costs us so much on our tax dollar. So that's the difference, right? You know, tax here is like 35%, right?
Like, it's
a big difference, right? It's a big difference. Liquor, cigarettes, you couldn't afford to drink here. There's no fucking way, not being a podcaster, right? That's for sure. Case of beer, so like a dozen beers here would be $24, $25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. So that's all tax. It's all tax, right? So no, we don't have free healthcare. The government fucking pays for it out of our tax dollars and takes an appropriate amount, right? So, it's a myth. It's a bit of a myth. So that's a topic that I get jumpy on, right?
Pretty passionate about, I see.
And here's why.
Yeah, calm down, sir. Calm down, sir.
And here's why.
Welcome to the Why Canada May or May Not Be Better Than the United States.
There's this whole new show, right?
So episode 3.
Just kind of rein that back then. I just want to say quickly, the U.S. doesn't have it right and neither do we. There's a fucking a meshing of the two ideals that will nail it down, right? And you start to see it, and some people are coming up with some really cool ideas, and then things will change, right? As soon as you figure out that no, private is not good, no, public is not good, there's a way to do it, and if you can interlock the two and come up with a happy medium, the whole fucking world will be a better place, right? So
gotcha. Yeah. Okay,
now you learned something. Maybe are you?
I did, and I feel like we need that. Right. Yeah, we need that little rainbow, the more you know thing.
Right. Okay.
All right, so listen, let's get into this holiday list. Fun, sober things to do for the holidays.
My attention, sir. All
right. Have a board game or card game tournament with your family and friends.
Euchre and Cards Against Humanity.
The only euchre that I know is Bob. He was the announcer for the Milwaukee Brewers. Milwaukee Brewers, Chuck, is a baseball team. Baseball is a sport that we played down here year round.
Yes. Toronto.
You have cricket.
We don't have cricket.
Toronto's not really Canada. Okay. That's just North New York.
We did have the Montreal Expos for some time too, right? You know.
And how well did that work out for you?
For a long time, right? For a long time, it worked out rather well. And then they left us.
What's funny is they moved to Washington. Yeah. It's right. Like they go from Canada, and now we're going to go to the nation's capital. It's like we are so embarrassed to be a baseball team in Canada. We're just going to be super patriotic and move to the United States capital.
Absolutely, yes. Did you know Canada produces more Major League Baseball players then, and I'm just kidding. This is all fucking bullshit. I thought I was going to try and slide it by. There's no stat. There's just nothing.
Yeah, that was not going to work. No. Hockey?
There's more
Canadian
professional hockey players in the U.S. than there is American. I can tell you that much. Right? For sure.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
We have a tenth of the population.
But because you have mostly mountains. Toronto is not really Canada. It's just like Wisconsin and Michigan are not really the United States. I mean, have you heard those accents in Michigan and Wisconsin? It's A this and A that. And I'm always like, oh, are you from Canada? I'm like, no, I'm from Wisconsin. So it's like Canadian accent, but with Wisconsin. I don't know. It's weird. And it's cold. It's cold.
Meets
anyway. Listen, we don't talk about Jersey. Jersey. Okay.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
We're embarrassed by Jersey. All right. Host a holiday. I like this one. Host a holiday movie marathon and challenge your guest to a movie trivia game.
I fucking hate Christmas movies. I hate holiday movies.
Really?
I do. Absolutely.
Jesus. Why do you hate Santa?
Well, you know what? And I'll both get it. I shouldn't even have said
that. Do you have Santa in Canada?
The North Pole. Seriously. Right. That's in Canada. That's in Canada, right?
Oh, that's true.
Think Alaska
I guess you should be asking me, do you have Santa in do you have Santa in the United States?
Let's be honest, right? I've seen your last two presidents. Santa ain't too fucking hurry to get down there for you guys, right? You guys are messing stuff up. So anyway, we're not going to go down that road. Christmas. And you know what? It is a serious show, so we can get serious for a second. Christmas for me, in the early days of active addiction, when I was still functioning, and through most of my life I was, It wasn't until like the last 5 years when I went completely off the fucking rails, maybe 4 years. Christmas holidays in general for me were getting together with the family and lying about what I was doing, lying about where my money came from, lying about whether or not I was high, lying. So I detached from it from most of my life, not really caring for it, the whole experience. And it not even because I had some moral, well, I guess deep down it was about morality, but because it was about morality. I was thinking about it now. I'm just unpacking it now. I never really thought too hard on it. I didn't like it. I didn't like having to go sit there and bullshit everybody. And here's the thing though, Scott, nobody's fucking stupid in my family. They all knew. Mm-hmm. So I'm lying. They know I'm lying. I know they know I'm lying. And we all go through the motions, right? Year over year after year. And I just didn't like it until the crazy, like the chaos, the bad things started to happen. And I spent those 3 years or so in really bad shape. And Christmas is alone, right? Like actually alone, you know, in somebody's basements and, you know, hiding from their family because they're having Christmas dinner and, you know, shit like that. So Christmas for me, in this last one too, I ended up alone for it, even though I was sober and all that. It's just the way life worked out. We're going to give another shot next year. Right? And hopefully it's a great thing.
Okay.
Right? But Christmas movies,
gotcha.
They can just fuck right off, right? Cause like that's the most, like that's super fake, you know, ooh, an angel gets his wings, you know, that means somebody died, kid, right? So we went dark. We went dark, right?
Yeah, we did. We did. All right. Well, look, so fuck Christmas. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to try. Listen. I should end that with I'm going to try because I need to. I get to experience, like I said at the beginning, I get to experience these things now from a totally different place. So now I have to do that.
Okay. Right?
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. There we go. Fair enough. All right, have a non-alcoholic cocktail competition and see who can come up with the best mocktail. I actually really like that
one. Because I think, like, what are you going to mix some juices together? Is that what, like?
Yeah, like, you don't know about the mocktails? No, I mean, it's like you're putting everything in there except for the liquor.
But isn't the liquor kind of messy? And I don't know. I have zero bartending experience, right? Like none. So
yeah, so mocktails are the newest trend now. Making these non-alcoholic drinks because so many people are giving up on drinking or have chosen a life of not drinking.
Yeah.
I am not one of those people.
Okay. We weren't sure. Heads up. We weren't sure that, that you didn't drink too much because, you know.
Right. But
yeah.
Yeah. But mocktails gives sober people an opportunity to have that sophisticated looking drink in their hands with the garnishes and the separate ingredients and all that. And it's a, you know, fun thing for them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, why not? Right. I mean, it sounds like I'm not convinced. I'm not, but again, something else to experience. And, you know, I think everybody'd be looking at me going, this fucking guy, he ruined it for the rest of us. Where's the tequila? Right. Like, you know,
yeah.
I think that's how that plays out. You know, a mocktail thing. You better go to an A or an AA Christmas or an NA fucking Christmas for that. You know?
Well, and the thing is, you know, I wonder how much the taste of the mocktail would trigger something for someone who's just starting their recovery journey or, you know, that may be tough. I don't know. But anyway, so this we seem to go to this almost every single time, but host a holiday-themed karaoke night and sing your heart out to your favorite holiday tunes. Now, I always say if I went to a karaoke establishment, I have to drink. Okay. But the holiday is different. We actually did this one New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. We had the karaoke machine. Now, I was drinking, but it was family. It didn't matter. And like it was all about impressing each other with our voices or laughing at my dad who cannot sing and he's trying to rap and it's just funny.
Right. So,
but that could be a fun thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know how I feel about singing already, but whatever. I'll try it out. Right.
There you
singing
go.
Comes up. It's always about the singing, right? You know?
I know. Yes, I know. Yes. Another fun one. Play a game of holiday themed charades and act out your favorite holiday movies or traditions.
Fuck, I'm in. Okay, I'll bite on that one, right? I mean,
that would be fun, right?
I think that would be absolutely fun. Again, people are looking at you going, Chuck, man, this would be funner if, you know, we were smashed. I'm just saying, but I'm going to take the heat for it. Whatever, I'm down. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, in the United States, we say more fun, not funner. Yeah.
I think fun is a word.
English will make its way up to Canada. Fun.
That is so funny coming from an American. Oh my God.
Right. I think that's a great idea. And it doesn't have to just be Christmas. It can be Halloween. It can absolutely be Thanksgiving. Yeah. Well, you know, Thanksgiving, however you celebrate, it could be Boxing Day.
We have Thanksgiving. You know, we have Thanksgiving.
And I know. It's different. I know, though. But yours is so different. But yeah. You guys eat lobster on your Thanksgiving,
we do not.
Right?
Who, maybe some.
What do you eat on your Thanksgiving?
Turkey. The hell do you think we eat?
Oh, okay.
Do you think we're.
And when is your Thanksgiving again?
I don't know. It's different than yours, though.
It's different. Yeah. Well, yeah. Ours is November. Like, it's always like the last Thursday in November or the Thursday in November.
We need a fucking Jamie. Well, you've got a Jamie. I'm getting close. My Jamie is sick right now, so that really sucks. Yeah.
So what do you celebrate? What do you celebrate on your Thanksgiving?
It's the same as the pilgrims and shit, right? So that's where it's.
Did the pilgrims go to Canada too, or are you celebrating our pilgrims?
But, and it starts. The holiday starts the same way here. I think it's probably
starts with a parade in front of Macy's.
Not to that grand of a scale, because you know we're not that kind of arrogant and you know whatever, but
right
and wasteful the way Americans are.
And you only have 15 people living in the whole country.
Fuck's sakes!
And they're in Toronto.
Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to type this in as I go, but and I think that the Thanksgiving's probably evolved into what it is, very similar to you guys, right? It is. To give thanks for your family and your friends and your, you know, just to be grateful for the things around you, right? So that's the essence of the holiday.
Yeah, now, no, definitely. Right? Listen, no, Thanksgiving is literally just Christmas's stepbrother. All it does is like, it's like it welcomes in the Christmas season. Okay. Like Thanksgiving is when it becomes acceptable to start playing Christmas music. Thanksgiving is when it's acceptable to put up your Christmas tree. Thanksgiving.
It's not just about Christmas, though. Thanksgiving is its own holiday there, right? So ours is in October.
It is, but it's like, let's get through. Oh, okay. It is, but it's like, let's get through this holiday as quickly as possible so we can start the Christmas
thing.
Enough. It's just kind of like,
I think it's the same thing here. My disdain for Christmas would have tempered that for me personally.
Right.
But if you're talking to the people hanging decorations and shit, absolutely. Thanksgiving would be the same thing.
Oh, yeah. It's an excuse. Oh, I know. Yeah. It's an excuse to get together and drink, watch football, and get ready for Christmas.
Yeah. See. Yes.
And it's just it's also one of those holidays that you use in co-parenting. You know, okay, you get them for Thanksgiving, I get them for Christmas. That's what Thanksgiving is. It always gets lumped in with Christmas. Anyway, so holiday themed trades, I love it. I don't know about this one. Have a dance party to your favorite holiday music.
No.
I have nothing funny to say here. Let's. Yeah. Yeah. I think this is a terrible idea because
you don't dance to holiday music. Who does that? You know who does that? The creepy uncle. That's who does that.
The creepy drunk uncle. Yep, yes. So then there's alcohol involved. So this doesn't work. That and in the 1960s, and we're definitely beyond that. We're beyond that as far as the date, but we've definitely regressed here in the United States back to the 1960s. Host a holiday themed scavenger hunt and hide holiday themed items around your home or neighborhood. I absolutely love this.
I feel
one.
Like you would. I'm listening to you say it. I'm like, this is right up Scott's alley. I don't know why. It's just some subliminal pickup from listening to you as much as I have now. So why do you like that one so
and
much?
What is it?
What's the deal?
First of all, I love neighborhood events. I love
so
neighborhood
this is
events.
A neighborhood scavenger hunt. This isn't like, where do you live? Like, it's fucking Whitetopia, right? Like,
yes, I live in Whitetopia.
There's no neighborhood events anymore. Like, that's amazing, right?
We do. I mean, we have live in a gated community.
Three methods to get to a cigarette outside at the fucking time.
Chuck, my wife is rich. Okay. I am broke, but my wife is rich. We do holiday events. We do, we've got a park and, we do movies in the park. We do a Halloween event. Santa comes through our neighborhood on a fire truck. Fire trucks are what we use here in the United States to put out fires. And there's, you know, paramedics and all that, the big red things.
With a barrel in the ceiling with a wax cork, right? That's what we got, right?
Yeah. But yeah, 1 year we had the Grinch party. I was the Grinch this past year, so we had this huge Grinch party.
To Florida for a week, right? You know,
you should, like, wow, you man. Should, you would melt, but you should.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I do good in hot places. I just stay in the shade and drink. So I'm not sure what I would do now. My thing is,
like, stay in the shade.
Up to the bar, amigo, and right here we are. So
right.
Yeah. Anyway,
so the 1 year they hid little ornaments in some of the yards.
Shrubberies
now they got the permission of the shrubberies in the yards. Yeah. They got permission from each household. Hey, can I hide, you know, and you went around as a family and tried to collect all these little, ornaments, and whoever collected the most, would win.
No. I wish
it was a blast. I loved it. It was so much fun,
and I'm not yet because that would have just that would have worked. I can't even.
Yeah, let me give you the play by play to everybody listening to this podcast. So I said that, and Chuck just stared at me blank faced and was like,
"Oh my god,
no."
You come on the show every time, and you're very quick to qualify that. Hey, I've never been in your shoes. Now I understand why you say that. I understand completely. It all makes sense to me now, right? Like, I would show up at your Christmas dinner and tell one of my fucking Christmas stories and forever scar your entire family, right?
Like, I don't know, Chuck. And let me tell you something. I'm going to use the word dated this girl very, very loosely. Okay. She was essentially a one night stand that wouldn't go away. Okay. And
you bang your friend.
Yeah. And it was a really weird situation, but this girl could not stop drinking. Could not stop. And my stepmom had met her and knew that she was like a hot mess. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hey, this Thanksgiving is going so she had nowhere to go for Thanksgiving. So I was like, well, hey, can this bitch come for Thanksgiving? And they're like, yes, but no alcohol. Like, no alcohol. And I'm like, okay. She would like sneak one out of the fridge and then like go into the bathroom and drink it. Like, it was a hot mess.
Oh my god.
It was awful. I was like, eat and like let's go. Oh yeah, it was terrible. Anyway.
And is that what that was?
Yeah. Like, as I'm telling this story, I'm even uncomfortable hearing it because of how just like cringeworthy that whole encounter was.
You are,
but anyway,
the whitest person I have ever met.
You have no idea.
We'll be right back after this quick public service announcement.
Hey guys, it is time for the PSA, and the PSA is now brought to you by the Partners and Spouses of Addicts Facebook group, where they support healing from the chaos of a loved one's addiction through peer support. And the PSA is Vote Narcan once again. Guys, I feel pretty strongly that everybody should keep this around. I know most of you are never going to be around irresponsible opioid use, but you never know when it's going to be around you. You could save the life of somebody that's loved and that loves. And it's free at all harm reduction centers, a lot of pharmacies. And if you can't find it in your area, send me an email, ashestoawesomepodcast@gmail.com. I'll do the legwork for you and I'll figure it out where you can find it for free. If you can think of a good reason that you shouldn't have any, I'll give you five more that say that you should.
On that note, we called you out last week on the Narcan. Scott, have you picked any up?
No, not yet.
Do you know I sent you the address where you could pick it up though, right? And the hours that
did you really?
Open, I did. Absolutely, I did.
They're sold out.
They're not. No. Free Narcan. It's in Winter Garden, I might say.
Okay.
It's right close to you. I don't know where your house is. I'm assuming everything in Winter Garden is close to everything in Winter Garden. And you probably have little bike paths to get there and shit and little free electric scooters and, you know, that type of thing kicking around. And you do, don't you, Scott?
You know, you're not that far off. We definitely have bike paths and trails and running trails and golf carts. Oh, golf carts
you
are
do not have
thing.
Golf
yeah,
carts.
Yeah. Golf carts, especially in the downtown Winter Garden
area. There is lots of golf carts.
Yes, there is a Halloween and a Christmas golf cart parade.
I hate you. I can't even. the relationship has ended today, folks. I'm sorry.
But yes, I will pick up some. And I was actually talking to people about now I've become an advocate of make sure you pick up some Narcan. Make sure you, and this is why you never know if you're going to be somewhere where someone overdoses and they may need it.
I'd love that. So I want to take a minute and give you kudos for that. I know sometimes a mechanic's car is always a broken one, whatever. Sometimes we don't practice what we preach. But fucking good on you for doing that. Like very, like, that makes my heart happy. So we're friends back on with an understanding that suburbia white thing you got going on down there might just, I don't know, right? So we're going to tread delicately. We're going to do some counseling, but we're friends back on right now. So, okay.
Okay, good. Yeah, good, good, good. Yeah.
Good on you, man. Good on you. And it is so true. It is so true. It says that somebody who loved and loves, right? You know, and that's what's important to me. So, and that brings me to my favorite part of the show, guys, and that is the daily gratitudes. If you don't practice your daily gratitudes, maybe you should. Well, at least think about it anyway. They've been a huge part of my recovery, and every day keeping track of the good shit can only lead to more good shit. And they are now brought to you by the No New Friends podcast, a podcast for adults who love to laugh at adulting. And of course, we have Scott with us here today, who is going to give us three daily gratitudes.
I am grateful for the great country of Canada. Without Canada, we would have nothing to joke about here in the United States. So thank you, Canada. I feel like for me, these are going to turn into like Jimmy Fallon's thank you notes, you know.
Hey, they're yours, man. They're yours. I mean, if you don't take it seriously and somehow God smites you, that's you. You know, that's on you. That's not on me, right? You know, so yeah.
Right. I'm also thankful for the holidays. I'm grateful for the holidays. And listen, even if it's something that you don't love, I'm grateful for the holidays and being able to get together with my family at each event, because there was a time when I couldn't, and I couldn't because of decisions that I made that obviously, you know, for me had nothing to do with addiction, but it did have to do with bad decisions. We'll have to get to that sometime. Mm-hmm. So I'm thankful and grateful for the recovery that I've gone through with my family.
Fair enough. You're welling up a little bit.
And yeah. And I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for you in what you're doing. And this is such an important podcast. And obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, which you are because you can hear my voice, thank you. Thank you for listening to it. And you know, help Chuck out. Share this podcast on social media with your friends, with your enemies, with your family, with whomever, because it's important that this podcast gets out to the masses. And that's why I'm here to try to help in any way I can. So I'm grateful, Chuck, for what you do and just your voice in this whole thing.
Well, thank you. That gratitude goes both ways, and I will graciously accept that. And the fourth gratitude, guys, is always to you, the listener. Guys, we've had the most amazing week as far as new listeners coming in. The show is growing. There's really big things happening in the background right now. It's premature to get into it, but we're doing it, man. We're starting to spread this message to the masses, and I'd live and die for that right now. So thank you very, very much to each and every one of you. If you could give a quick review on your platform of choice, I'd sure appreciate that too. Got to ask for a little bit more because it wouldn't be me if I didn't. If you are in active addiction right now, today could be the day. Today could be the day that you start that lifelong journey of healing. Reach out to a friend, reach out to a family member, go to a meeting, call into detox, do whatever the hell it is you need to do to get on the other side, because it's so much better. And if you're the loved one of an addict, you've just taken the time to listen to my show, and for that, I am so appreciative. If you could just take one more minute out of your day and text that addict and let them know they are loved, use the words,
"You are loved."
That little glimmer of hope just might be the thing that brings them back.
Bottom of the ninth, up against the odds, running out of time, only got one shot. When it's really do or die, when your back's against the wall, when you're fighting for your life, do you believe in you or not? I'm a believer, I believe. I'm a believer, I believe. Second guessing every breath, I'm full of questions. Passes full of cigarettes, alcohol and depression. Therapists and all the different pills can get expensive. All this bottled up aggression, I'm too old to get arrested. Almost died trying to get here. Got high through my best years. Got sober, then I relapsed, then I cleaned up, got my head clear. Sometimes it feels like there ain't to believe in, but I believe that we're out here for a reason. Yeah. You don't think you're a fighter, but I know you are. You are a liar, you say you are. You don't think that you're worth it, but I think you are. And I think you're perfect.
from the pressure I put on myself for years. Tired from my 20s to whiskey bottles and beers. Tired of smiling while I've been holding back tears. But I believe I can do it, so I'm here. I'm a believer. I believe. I'm a believer. I believe. Been told I have a death wish, no one's interested. Cold and too aggressive, close to hypertension. I'm broken from the pressure, explosive with my temper. I'm sober, but I'm stressing and hoping it gets better. Am I falling off? Should I give it up or put it all on pause? Let go of this dream so I can visit home and talk to mom? Maybe all I need is another Instagram post with a quote about believing in yourself when you're low. You don't think you're a fighter, but I know you are. You are alive. But I'm a believer, nothing is impossible. I'm a believer, I believe. I'm a believer, I believe. You don't think you're a fighter.